Hai guys, kembali lagi di When We Talk About. Kita sempat vakum beberapa minggu ya. Sekarang kita kembali lagi with your host. Di sini ada Erwin.
Dan gue Vanessa.
And today we're talking about one of the industry yang heavily impacted by the pandemic, which is online travel agency. Nah, kita nih kalau ngomongin online travel agency ini nggak jauh-jauh dari beberapa nama besar gitu loh ya, Van. Apalagi ada beberapa yang dirumorkan katanya mau going public tuh tahun lalu.
Benar. Apa aja tuh, Win, kira-kira? Kita pasti tahu salah satu tech unicorn, which is Traveloka. Banyak juga sih yang lain-lain sebenarnya gitu kan. Cuma mungkin salah satu case yang menarik adalah Traveloka ini ya, Win, ya. Because
Ya, betul.
actually, Bursa Efek Indonesia itu last year was interested to make Traveloka listed in Bursa Efek gitu kan. Nah, cuma tiba-tiba 2020 ternyata pandemi sepertinya tidak jadi. Nah, kira-kira gimana nih, Win, untuk masa depan Traveloka nih?
Sebenarnya menariknya sih kalau kayak tahun lalu ya, kita ngelihat kan, growth-nya OTA is always very high gitu. Indonesia apalagi negara kepulauan, kita always trying to sell our tourism industry to abroad juga gitu kan. Even Traveloka sampai sempat acquire pergi-pergi juga tuh beberapa tahun lalu, apa tahun lalu ya gitu. Nah, ini akhirnya hit banget sih by the pandemic, obviously karena travel ban, nobody can go abroad at all, ya kan. Kemarin di bulan waktu akhirnya pertama kali kita PSBB, occupancy rate-nya di Bali katanya nyampe turun 80%, ya kan, menurut Indonesian Hotel and Restaurant Association. Terus juga sempat yang parahnya juga, according to Indonesia Central Bureau of Statistics, BPS, China, sumbernya pandemic ini, contributes around 2 million tourists to Indonesia. You know, it accumulates to around 12.8% of total foreign tourists di Indonesia, gitu loh. Which is a big number, which is why this industry is heavily, heavily impacted. Cuman emang I heard of stories of recovery sih lately gitu. Especially karena beberapa OTA kayak ya kayak Traveloka, kayak Tiket.com, the big two lah ya. Itu mereka luckily and I think they've done it pretty well juga. Mereka tuh expand to beyond than just travel sebenarnya gitu, Fun. Mereka nggak cuman supporting travel industry, tapi mereka juga udah mulai masuk ke industri lain. Maksudnya kayak experience, terus kayak virtual tour. They also, some of them are going into food and beverage businesses juga, dan entertainment gitu. What do you think, Van?
Iya, definitely. Apalagi sebenarnya dari segi valuasi gitu kan. Traveloka is actually like valuated like 4.5 billion USD gitu loh. Nah, ini juga sebenarnya salah satu yang membuat kenapa Traveloka itu masuk ke dalam salah satu requirement in terms of like being listed publicly gitu kan. Nah, cuma memang karena pandemi, seperti yang tadi Erwin udah cerita gitu kan, as you said, Erwin, it's getting tougher about for these companies to get back actually after the pandemic gitu kan. Tapi nah kemarin itu Traveloka itu sempat dapat pencerahan nih. Another round of like funding ya dari EV Growth itu actually like
250 million ya.
Exactly. Nah, dari previous investornya udah ada GFC, terus ada EV, ada Expedia gitu kan, ada JD.com juga. Nah, mereka semua itu actually like quite, I think still have a belief, right? Still that Traveloka actually can bounce back after the pandemic. Nah, cuma memang dari segi investor-investornya ini, itu sepertinya sudah greget ya gitu ya, istilahnya sudah greget untuk make their profit back from the unicorns. Karena sebenarnya dari segi life cycle-nya unicorns ini, udah cukup lama banget untuk beberapa unicorn di Indonesia, which is sebenarnya this is like the time for them to really go public and then the investor can gain the profit gitu kan. Nah, sebenarnya ini plus minus juga sih, Win, in terms of like being, I mean like private, in terms of like the investment and also like going public. Nah, dari segi investor, pasti dari segi mereka, ini is a good thing if the unicorns can go public. Kenapa gitu kan? Karena dari segi investor, mereka can get the exit strategy gitu kan. Nah, mereka ini bisa dapat dua hal nih, Win, sebenarnya. It's very interesting. Jadi dari segi investornya itu, satu, kalau misalnya unicornnya is going public, itu mereka bisa dapat preferred stock gitu kan, di mana preferred stocknya mereka ini ada liquidation preference. Jadi kalau misalnya ada apapun terjadi, misalnya the valuation is going down or whatever, they still can get back whatever they invested. That's the first one, kan? And the second one is called ratchet, gitu kan? Di mana di sini mereka bisa purchase additional stock at a lower price before the IPO. Nah, ini nih sebenarnya
discount price, ya?
Exactly. Jadi ini sebenarnya menariknya kenapa investor-investor itu kayak greget banget minta unicorn-unicorn segera listed in the apa namanya in the bursa gitu loh. Nah, tapi untuk unicornnya sendiri, I think it's a plus and minus being listed in the such public setting gitu. Karena pertama, kalau misalnya dari segi kalau private itu lebih positif sebenarnya in terms of like the environment. The investor is like, oh, this unicorn is like actually doing well and everything. They will give you like funding gitu kan. It will give you like higher valuation gitu. Nah, tapi kalau misalnya udah going public, they will be treated with skepticism in a sense that public will try to check right whether this is like they have like a revenue or not. It's not only about like the ini kan valuation dari segi market size dan everything, they will see the real profit gitu kan, they will be audited and everything. Jadi dari segi valuasi juga pasti akan menurun sih. Nah, itu makanya salah satu consideration ya, di mana kalau misalnya dari segi investor being listed is actually good, but from the perspective of like the unicorns, maybe it's not really a good thing gitu kan, apalagi sekarang Traveloka is faced with the pandemic situation. Nah, gitu sih. Mungkin karena itu tuh akhirnya the plan for IPO is being postponed for like unlimited time being gitu sih. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think another thing mungkin kalau misalnya kayak about going public sih sebenarnya we can also see dari sudut pandangnya si founder gitu ya. Mereka kan when they started this company, obviously of course people especially mereka entrepreneur, mereka pasti mau capitalize lah on what they've built so far gitu kan. So sebenarnya kayak having an exit strategy kayak going public gitu is definitely something yang as a founder you'll be super proud of gitu, karena this is your baby, this is your company yang lu udah bantu, lu udah siapin untuk growing gitu. Dan akhirnya it's like kind of like the final goal lah kasarnya gitu ya. Meskipun emang sebenarnya going public is also giving this unicorn company extra benefit juga gitu in terms of fundraising ya, untuk dapetin capitalnya gitu. Even sebenarnya kayak if you look at let's say C Group gitu, mereka is konon gitu kan, their pembukuan tuh sebenarnya masih belum profit. Tapi sama pandemic ini justru harga stock sempat jadi yang termahal di dunia di New York, ya kan? Nah itu I think for Traveloka juga itu bisa ngasih ini ya, apa namanya, bisa ngasih different set of funding. Dan tapi emang sayangnya sih karena pandemic, menurut gue appetite investor untuk masuk ke dalam online travel agencies pasti bakalan berkurang lah gitu loh, karena I mean everybody pasti ngira lo travel ban aja masih ada gitu loh, orang belum bisa terbang ke luar negeri sama sekali kayak gitu. Makanya sebenarnya ketika mereka kemarin fundraising 250 million untuk startup sekelas Traveloka, menurut gue that must be a very important lifeline for them gitu. Untuk ini ya, apa namanya, untuk survival of the company. So actually if we look at the news recently, beberapa spokesperson Traveloka kan jadi pembicara tuh di Tech in Asia. And they're announcing sebenarnya along sama Wilson Cuace juga, salah satu first investor mereka di East Ventures, itu we're like announcing bahwa kayak hey, you know what, malah karena pandemic ini Traveloka is now reaching profitability, almost reaching profitability, and they're expected to be one next year, and it's a very interesting fund sebenarnya. So well, obviously we don't really know what happened karena kan we're not inside the company ya, tapi what we're seeing on the news gitu kan, they're telling people well, because of the pandemic, mereka cutting some fat expenses, ya kan? Mereka streamline their business, dan mereka improve their efficiency. And turns out, karena kayak gitu, mereka kayak jadi mahal, lebih sustainable. So imagine, sekarang kan katanya marketnya sendiri, marketnya OTA udah mulai kembali lagi into like around 50% of their previous capacity gitu, karena didukung sama local travel yang udah mulai naik lagi, udah mulai dibolehin lagi, meskipun internasional belum bisa gitu ya. Itu pertama. Terus kedua juga faktor lain, Traveloka is one of the first startup di Indonesia yang, one of the first unicorn juga di Indonesia yang mereka punya bisnis di luar Indonesia. They have offices in Singapore, in Thailand, ya kan, in Vietnam, dan katanya those offices, those local travel in different Southeast Asian country itu juga akhirnya nge-support your businesses juga, kayak gitu. Okay, so as we know, Van, online travel agencies kayak Tiket.com, kayak Traveloka, mereka kan udah mulai moving out of just travel business gitu. Mereka juga udah mulai merambah ke businesses like experience, kayak food and beverage businesses, kayak entertainment, even companies kayak si Tiket.com itu kan mereka juga punya jualan, misalkan ke event-event online untuk webinar, untuk konser online, bahkan ada bioskop online juga, kayak gitu. Nah, sebenarnya itu juga contributes ke gimana this OTA ini akhirnya bisa survive gitu, karena akhirnya mereka nggak cuma ngefokus ke travel doang, tapi bisa fokus ke yang lain gitu. Jadi if I can summarize, sebenarnya ada tiga faktor utama yang membantu mereka jadi profitable gitu ya. Satu, local travel yang udah mulai naik lagi up to 50%. Yang kedua, bisnis-bisnis yang non travel juga untuk ngebantu mereka. Yang ketiga, kalau khususnya untuk travel lokal, mereka juga punya businesses nggak cuma di Indonesia tapi di luar negeri, terutama seputaran Southeast Asia, kayak gitu. Plus mereka juga streamlining their businesses gitu, Van. What do you
think? Ada another consideration nih, Win. Sebenarnya hotel business is actually like contributing to their revenue juga ya. Dan sekarang tuh banyak banget yang staycation, right? Local staycation.
Oh, betul, betul.
Misalnya banyak banget kayak teman-teman bisa ke Bali atau ke mana gitu ya. Actually they have this kind of like bounce back gitu loh. Karena mungkin banyak-banyak kayak millennials yang udah kayak I don't care gitu kan, pergi ke Bali dan
exactly di rumah kali ya.
The staycation and everything. Then actually that's actually contributing to the higher occupancy for the hotel and also like di villa and everything from the triple kasat juga, dan juga another OTA gitu. Sebenarnya itu salah satunya sih. Dan I think it's also like to give them the incentive for the pariwisata gitu. Jadi kalau misalnya memang banyak sekali, gimana caranya dikasih stimulus-stimulus itu dari government for like the OTA business and also like to give them the breath, like supaya mereka tuh bisa benar-benar masih bisa bounce back ketika pandemik sudah berakhir. Dan ini memang masih rumor gitu ya, masih rumor, tapi pandemik itu mungkin akan lebih lesser next year ya, yeah. We never know when will it be exactly, but apalagi kalau misalnya kemarin kan yang masa lebaran itu kan ditunda jadi akhir tahun tuh, ya enggak? Nah, jadi itu juga salah satu another good news for OTA business gitu, karena dan juga mungkin airlines and everything ya, yang ketika mungkin nanti kalau misal orang-orang Indonesia itu vlognya bakal ke end of year nih. Nah, itu mungkin akan naikin mereka punya occupancy and also like travel appetite. That's also another thing to consider for like Traveloka and also maybe Tiket.com and mungkin juga airlines ya. Nah, mungkin salah satu yang mereka kehilangan itu dari segi Travelokanya ketika not being listed ada sebenarnya pengurangan pajak nih, Win. Nah, ini juga salah satu menarik, sebenarnya salah satu insentif yang digunakan oleh pemerintah to get the unicorns to be listed gitu. Karena mereka akan ngurangin pajaknya gitu loh. Dari 25% bisa dikurangin 5%, jadi ya 20%, terus nanti dikasih insentif lagi 3%, dan ada nggak ada pajak tuh dividen gitu. Salah satunya seperti itu. Nah, itu sebenarnya akan what should be missed by Traveloka by not being listed sebenarnya sih. Tapi the good news adalah dari segi funding from the private investor gitu ya, dari segi venture capital dan segala macam juga masih kuat gitu. So it will not be a hassle I think in terms of like their funding, apalagi yang seperti yang kamu bilang, Win, kan gitu kan. The business ada udah mulai diversified, not only into like the travel but also like to the experience, to the food, although it's still quite small compared to like the overarching business model of Traveloka gitu. Nah, itu sih mungkin salah satunya itu. Kalau berkaca dari bahkan yang bukan yang unicorn lain yang bukan OTA gitu ya, misalnya Tokopedia gitu, mereka juga awalnya kan udah di approach to in terms of like being listed gitu kan. Cuma memang akhirnya after some considerations, they also like felt, oh, mungkin fundingnya masih cukup segala macam, dan juga dari SoftBank dan juga Alibaba tidak menuntut, quote-unquote ya, they are to be listed. So, akhirnya ditunda juga. Memang, masa-masa pandemi seperti ini, although it's not only for OTA gitu ya, bahkan semua industri jadinya lebih prudent nih gitu. Untuk istilahnya benar-benar being listed or everything, they have to make it very prudent in terms of like the move gitu loh, for the next step gitu. Nah, ini moving forward nih lebih menarik, apalagi sekarang udah mulai bounce back in terms of like the industry, especially for the OTA. Menurut Erwin, Traveloka 2.0 seperti apa nih, Win?
Menurut gue ada beberapa hal nih ya. I don't think we will definitely 100% go back to the things before the pandemic gitu. I think there'll definitely be some things yang kita akhirnya adjusting di selama pandemic ini. I think will stick definitely. So the number one thing for Traveloka, they would definitely continue to diversify their businesses. Gitu. I think they can see bahwa focusing in just one front itu definitely not safe. Anything can really happen and impact their business, which is true selama pandemic ini. They will definitely, I think, double down on their experience business. Karena itu kayaknya ada nggak adanya pandemic itu tetap akan kencang banget. They will definitely double down on payment because they have access to all this kayak hotels dan juga restaurants businesses dengan travel experience gitu kan. They have access to their data, which will give them sufficient enough credit scoring sebenarnya kalau misalkan mereka mau ngakuin credit scoring for loan and financial products. And definitely mereka akan coba masuk ke ini sih, virtual events dan juga virtual experiences gitu. Karena I think the travel scare will still be there for the next 1 year or two at least gitu. So that's my take on it. They will definitely diversify their business.
I totally agree. Nah, mungkin I will give you like another perspective nih to our listeners gitu kan, to our audience. Gimana moving forward Traveloka akan memfokuskan their business in terms of like the ini nih direction, misalnya apakah ke Indonesia ataukah mereka akan tetap fokusnya di Southeast Asia gitu. Nah, ini juga menarik karena sebenarnya kalau kita lihat market paling besar itu tetap di Indonesia, right? And people inside Indonesia gitu. Misalnya itu memang lebih cenderungnya lebih quote unquote comfortable gitu mungkin ya in terms of like nanti mau travel lah atau mau apa gitu kan. Nah, sebelum pandemi sebenarnya Traveloka try to diversify their business into like more into the Southeast Asia itself, right? Okay. Ke Thailand, ke Vietnam, and everything. Nah, kayaknya setelah pandemi, mereka tetap akan lebih fokusnya di Indonesia. That's actually my takes, gitu. Karena akan lebih susah kalau misalnya mereka harus memantau several markets in time, in terms of like the pandemic, which, gitu kan, in which, yang situasi setiap marketnya tuh beda-beda. In terms of the regulation, in terms of like the market appetite to travel and everything, gitu. Nah, one of the safe bet adalah tetap memfokuskan their business in Indonesia sih. Nah, itu salah satunya. That's the second one, it's more into like the partnership, right? Nah, mereka kan bilang mau streamlining the business and everything, and this is like one of the key opportunities for like Traveloka in terms of like gaining more strategic partnership nih. In terms of the experience business gitu kan, in terms of like other potential business model yang akan Traveloka mungkin masukin gitu, selain daripada travel and also like flight. Sorry, and also in terms of like the flight and accommodation, I mean. Gitu sih, Win.
Okay. So, how do you conclude kayak, how do you think the other industry will adjust to this?
Okay, moving forward, I think it definitely this pandemic is not the most, I mean like, convenient for every industry, especially OTA. I would say one that can bounce back are the ones that actually can think through like the opportunity, right, to streamline not only their core business model but also like finding the new growth opportunity plus cutting down the cost, right, in terms of like these three key things. Nah, untuk Traveloka sendiri itu, ya, kalau aku lihat sih sebenarnya benar-benar how they really find like the sweet spot in terms of like getting the travel appetite back to the business. Meanwhile, they also like explore like more partnership, more like opportunities in terms of like the experience and even maybe not only experience gitu kan, nanti bisa kemana-mana nih. Gitu. Nah, dari sini maybe ya yeah, how to synergize juga with the other industry such as e-commerce gitu. Nah, karena sebenarnya kan I would say all the unicorns are in the now. It's just like different in terms of like the industry bad from the pandemic gitu kan. Nah, kalau misalnya semua unicorns ini bisa synergize, I think itu juga salah satu way moving forward. Karena sebenarnya kalau kita dengar-dengar ada rumor-rumor juga bahwa beberapa mungkin ada satu atau dua unicorn yang akan actually merging sana sini kan. Nah, itu tuh sebenarnya. That's another lens to how to scale up the business in terms of like also maintaining the strength during the pandemic. Nah, itu tuh. Nah, nggak tahu ya Traveloka ada that kind of like a direction or not.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Win? As a ending.
True. I think mungkin definitely just to conclude gitu ya, dari the whole conversation. The first thing for sure, it's a good thing that our OTA startups ini semuanya benar-benar udah lebih diversified. It's a good thing they survive. It's a good thing now the travel ban, local travel ban, is being lifted up, so it definitely helps them. As you mentioned, Vanessa, about the government, it's a good thing that the government also support them juga. I don't think they will let any of the unicorns in Indonesia to fall down, because it's also a pride for the country. I don't think they will also let any of the unicorns in Indonesia to be acquired by foreign unicorns atau to go public abroad. They will definitely want it to happen in Indonesia and in this market gitu. Again, karena it will prove, it will be kayak a strong message and PR to the world gitu, bahwa hey, Indonesia gonna be the next tech hub juga gitu. And it's very fruitful for any tech company to start a company here gitu, amidst the pandemic juga bahkan gitu. So I think it's very interesting moving forward. I don't think the things will be the same for travel businesses. So let's see how it pans out.
Udah siap travel? I wish.
Okay, Vanessa, I wish. Udah siap travel.
So I think that's the ending of like our podcast today. So hopefully all things in terms of like our unicorns is like in a good direction, in a positive direction. We also hope every of our audiences stay healthy and also stay safe. So this is your host. Ada gue di sini adalah Vanessa dan rekan gue. So see you in our next podcast. Goodbye. Bye. Vanessa dan rekan gue.